Proclamation number 4432 of 13th of September, 1948. Judgment Day. Closed gates to the afterlife. Whether you live to see the last day is of decisive importance for eternity. For on that day there will only be living and dead, thus only people who will enter eternal life are be damned. Then there will no longer be a death which can only be addressed as a purely physical death, where the soul, although imperfect, enters spiritual spheres where it can still develop further upwards. On the contrary, on the last day the gates will remain closed in the kingdom of the beyond, for then there will only be living people who are transferred to the new earth, thus do not taste bodily death, and dead people who are devoured by the earth, i.e., who find their bodily death in the work of destruction and whose souls experience re-embodiment into solid matter. And thus the last day on this earth has come, which signifies an end for all spiritual beings dwelling on earth and where a judgment takes place, where everything that lives on earth as a human being will be called to account. This is the day which has been proclaimed since the beginning of this redemption epoch, which seers and prophets foretold, which is doubted by all who do not believe and therefore also do not have the right knowledge. It is the day when every guilt will find its atonement and when there will probably be no human being apart from my own who will not be found guilty. Yet for the believers this day will be an end to all earthly adversity. For them it will be a day of triumph where they will see me in all glory and be raptured from earth. But for the others it will be a day of terror, for they cannot escape their fate, they have no faith to call for me in their adversity. And thus they only see certain death before their eyes and don't know that they are now banished from my proximity for an infinitely long time, because they in no way acquired the right to my kingdom, whose ruler I am, which can only accept souls which have accepted my fundamental nature, thus have become love. And all earthly terrors precede the last day, for I still want to admonish people in the lost hour to stretch out their hands towards me so that I can seize them before they sink into deepest darkness. Before they are banished from my proximity for eternal times. Everyone can still come to me if he makes good use of the last time, and everyone is entitled to unmeasured grace, yet I don't force anyone to make use of my grace but leave everyone his freedom. But the last day will be a reckoning for everyone. Love and bliss for my own and death and destruction for all who belong to my adversary, for they will be cast down into darkness and have to atone for their sins according to divine justice. Amen.